Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. We enter in, in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes. We enter in. Oh, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Yes, you did, Lord. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Glory, hallelujah. We thank God on today. Come on, church. Let us enter in right now. Let us give God our praise, glory, and honor. Amen. Just thanking God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, give God our praise today. Amen. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And we thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you're about to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Roko shana mariki shadaba. Riki ribo shadaba.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. We give it all of us behind you.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of
Nazareth. Yes,
thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we're closing our right mind, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, cleanse us of our life now. We come surrendering all over to you, oh God. Oh, Lord,
hallelujah.
Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of Jesus, we still could thank you enough, and you'll still thank you. Real poor shot, my body, keep that dying. Lord, we holler. Lord, we need your help right now, oh God. Lord, help us, oh God. Lord, open your word says that when the righteous cry out of God, that you will deliver the Lord out of all our troubles, oh God. Let it be done right now in the next week of life, as we cry out forevermore in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, move in a mighty way, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Have your way. We call
thank
upon
you,
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Heal right now, oh God. We call upon you, Jehovah Shalom.
Thank
oh, her peace come and loose here. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. We stand right now, oh God, and all we done is stand. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we decree the power of victory right now. If you, Jehovah's above, go. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts, you fight our fight, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. We call upon you, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. We call upon you to move in the life of your children right now. Jehovah Mekadishkim, Jehovah Sikadua, Elder Nye, we call you to move right now. Move right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, touch the hearts of your ministers right now, oh God. Let them be filled with your Holy Ghost power. My Lord, my God, that we will speak your word, oh God. Let us speak the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, we come to worship you in truth and in spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, help us. Oh God, we pray for the lost one, oh God, that they will be found, oh God, that you would send, oh God, the one, oh God, you would bring them back in and bring them to Jesus, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, and we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, hey, come on in here, Shabbat. If we had a thousand tons of peace, we still can thank you enough. We put on us right here the full armor, oh God, that we can do off and all that we've understand, huh, on the word of God and his promises, amen, for the things you chose, oh God, have your way, Lord, hey, come. We choose to forgive those who have hurt us, done wrong us, abandoned us, lied on us, lied to us, and mistreated us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Hey, get it up, Shadala. We thank you. We decree and declare that joy has come this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come to Zion this morning, oh God, to receive your mighty great blessings. Oh Lord, move mighty, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare your goodness operating through and about our life right now. We come against every hindering spirit on the line this morning. And we command you to cease your work and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We come against every frustrating spirit. Spirit of procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit of destruction. We come against every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, familiar spirit, spirit of bitterness, rebellion, disbelief. We command you to cease your works and set the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of oppression and depression. We come against the spirit of lack of time. We come against it right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of lust and perversion. We come against a spirit of sickness, disease, great pain and discomfort, highly inflammation, viruses, insomnia and affliction. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, of double-mindedness right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit operating in us or in our bloodline or our family, in our household, outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and leave us in a normal way. Amen. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher. We shut out the mouth of the evil speaker. We deafen the ears of the evil listener right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let us receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength right now, God, fresh manna in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today. Amen. That you pour our blessing upon our house, oh God, that we won't have room enough to receive. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you as we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Lord, that all things we need shall be added unto us, oh God. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for your word said that you never leave us nor forsake us, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for every man of God this morning. We pray their strength right now. We pray blessing and favor upon their life up and your hands of protection around them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift up every man, oh God, that you ordained him. Lord, we pray for divine unity. Oh God, if peace come and be still in every marriage, oh God. Lord, we pray for increase in love and peace to one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hey, my Lord, it's a little more shot now behind. Oh Lord, help us on today, oh God. Lord, we ask that you touch the holy mind of your minister, that we bring your word forth this day, oh God. As he decreases, you may have all the increase, oh God. That he will speak according to your word and not according to the world. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm adding to it. Take it away from your word, God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for our children on today, Father God. Lord, we pray their protection, oh God. Oh, Lord, help, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. We come to be changed this morning. We don't come to be the same, oh God. We come that our minds will be renewed, amen, by your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are blessed, and we can never be cursed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, where he took all our sickness away, he bore them on the cross, and we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the shed blood right now in the name of Jesus Christ and the finished work on the cross. Oh Lord, we thank you right now for the blood that reaches us, that reaches to the highest mountain and to the lowest valley. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, the blood that cleanses us, redeems us, sanctifies us, makes us whole, makes us new, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare newness on today, amen. That we're walking in hallelujah and newness, amen. That we're hallelujah, decree and declare new beginnings right there, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Do it only you can do, oh God. And we know that you can do all things with sale, oh God. We know with man is hallelujah that it's impossible. You talk about all things are possible. Oh Lord, so we just want to say thank you. We come trusting you, Father God. Hallelujah for all the wonderful miracles on today. Lord, we ask that you move every delay to our blessing, every delay to our healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to every mountain and our life right now. Be ye there removed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say, glory to your name. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all things minds are working together for our good, because we come believing and we receive it and we walk in expectancy on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare that we are blessed and we can never be cursed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for the Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that we prayed about and all school and service on today. Lord, I ask that your blessings always are going on, going and coming on today. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy for those that are on the road today, include myself, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ on every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, every road, every street, every highway, every narrow, every speedway, hallelujah, every building that we may enter into, replace back on, every square our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, death and God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We fill this prayer today with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, Lord, come on, let's speak to God this morning. Open up your mouth and speak with your heavenly voices. Those of us that speak, right there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whatever it is that you're dealing with in your body, whatever it is that you're dealing with in your home, we come against you. And we decree and declare that you are delivered and strengthened by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We don't care what the doctor says. We don't care what men say. We're going to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Father, we decree and declare deliverance this morning. We decree and declare that strong women, soul ties, strong men. Hallelujah. Messages of strength that's been destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that's attached itself to you, that's not of God. We sever all ties with the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We go forward and say hallelujah. 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 We spoil the hood of the enemy right now. My recourse shot down by the accused shot down. My Lord, my God, he got it up. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. Welcome, hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Welcome this morning.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, 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 every single one here to Sunday service this morning. We are so glad to have each and every one of you here in attendance with us. This is God's day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice, and be exceedingly glad in it. Because our God is good and he's so worthy to be praised. Amen.
Yes,
so we want to welcome every single one of you, wherever you are, whether you're here with us in Texas, whether you're here with us from Louisiana, whether you're from New York City, whether you're from Atlanta, whether you're from Arizona, whether you are from Illinois, wherever you are right now, we just want to welcome every single one of you. Right now, and thank each and every one of you for welcoming us into your homes. You could have been anywhere. You could have been
anywhere,
but you are right here with us, and we are all in the presence of the Lord. So this is a glorious day. This is a glorious day. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us this morning, amen. Amen. If this is your first time here, amen, we would like to personally welcome you here. To Sunday service, I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Yes, I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning. We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. Amen.
Amen. If you would, we would like for you to press 1. We would like to personally welcome you. We would like to pray for you. If you have any prayer requests, we would like to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Welcome again. Welcome. Welcome. I come to you right now from the emergency room. So I'm on service. Pastor Manuel will be heading the rest of the service, and we have a special guest speaker today, Minister Darrell Elder, Darrell Cormier, will bring in a preach word. Pastor, let me know. I'm getting an echo on my end. Is it echoing on your end there?
It is not echoing. It's coming pretty clear. Amen.
Amen. We thank God. We thank God. Every Sunday at 10 a.m. we have communion. So we'll be taking a communion. You all will have a song that will come forward. And then after that, we'll take the dinner. You all can gather the things to join us in taking communion. And we'll be right back again. This is the first time here in Sunday service with us, the Gospel Public Ministry. We want to pray for you and pray with you.
Amen.
Somebody said I am echoing, so I'm not sure what's causing the echo.
Amen. You might be in a room.
Right, it may be something like
it might be a little echo.
Pastor, I'm going to let you take over from here. I'm going to go ahead and mute my line as the doctors come in. So, Pastor Manning, go ahead. You want to be blessed.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to come to him, remembering what he has already done. So I would like for us to prepare ourselves to take communion elements. So we need to realize something that the Bible tells us, you know, to as often as we remember to take communion, taking communion, remembering what Jesus Christ has already done for us. See, there's a lot of times to where we might get into a place to where, you know, we'll be looking, you know, for God to do something, you know, in our lives. But we need to realize that because of Jesus Christ, we need to realize that every single thing that we have concerned about, every single thing about our bodies, every single thing about our families, every single thing about our finances, you know, whether it's your heart, you know, it's already been dealt with on the cross. Jesus Christ had already dealt with it on the cross. So that's the reason why, you know, God wants us to remember the finished works of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, when we remember the finished works of Jesus Christ, we remember. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We remember the finished works of Jesus Christ. We remember that Jesus Christ took every single one of our sins. He took them to the cross with us. He bore every single sickness and every single disease. And he nailed it there to the cross. When he was nailed to the cross, you know, he went to the cross as sinners, you know, for all sin and all sickness and diseases, all infirmities. So if you have your communion elements, you know, with you right now, we'll go ahead on.
We'll go ahead and have a song.
Amen. So we will have one song selection. Amen.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
Here will not.
give you strength to make it from day, day to day. Oh, it will never, thank you, it will never, he's the same yesterday and forever. It will
Hallelujah. We thank God for his blood. Hallelujah. God's blood will never lose its power. Come on, every single one. Let's go ahead on and get ourselves prepared to have communion. This is the opportunity for us to remember what Jesus Christ has already done for us already. What's done is already done. When we remember what Jesus Christ has already done, we don't have any choice but to realize that every single thing is going to be all right, even if it don't look like it right now. Jesus Christ has already done it. And when we start thinking about what he has already done, we're able to receive all that we're looking for and asking for because it's already been made available for us. So if you have your crackers or your bread or whatever you have, you know, we're going to get ready to have communion. Over here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24, the Bible says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" 25 says, "And after this manner, he had took the cup, and he had said unto his disciples, 'This is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This, do this ye often as you drink in remembrance of me.'" Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single thing that you have already done. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have forgiven us of all of our sins. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have healed us from every single sickness, every single disease. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you had delivered us already from all infirmities, from all trespasses, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that every single time that we remember your finished works, every single time that we enter into that place, trusting and believing that is already done, we shall see victory in these places where it looked like is over, where it looked like is at an end. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man, let every woman examine him or herself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able, hallelujah, we're able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins. You took all of our transgressions. You took all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took this bread. We can take this bread in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and all of our transgressions and iniquities. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you was beaten and married and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. We remember how your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes we are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. We thank you for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat. For this is my body, and we partake in faith. You may now eat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your shed blood is our atonement. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood justifies us. Hallelujah. Your blood it sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us. It cleanses us. Washed away all of our sins and all of our iniquities and all of our transgressions and all of our trespasses. And your blood heals in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with love and thanksgiving, and everybody that do agree, do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We will have one more song selection here, and I want every single one to help me to welcome this minister of God. Right after this song selection, we're going to welcome this minister of God. He has a mighty word that's in his mouth. Let's pray for him. Let's pray in the Holy Spirit. You know, let's pray for him that he's able to deliver this word without hindrance. Let the Holy Spirit use you in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll be right back. Amen.
Come soon, fire, sweet
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looked at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. 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 Well, we thank God, hallelujah, for this opportunity to be able to receive his word. We thank God for this minister that he have called, this minister that he have equipped. Hallelujah. I would like for every single one to help me to welcome a good friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, a very beautiful spirit, man of God. Hallelujah. I'd like for everyone to help me to welcome Minister Darrell Cormier. Amen. Amen.
Hey, God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, my brother.
God bless you. God bless you. Dustin Manning. God bless you, my brother. I love you, dearly.
Hey,
Apostle Taunika. I love you guys, dearly. Y'all give it up for Apostle and Pastor for what they're doing, the work of the Lord, and for what the God, for what the Lord has called you guys to do.
Thank you.
I'm just excited to be a part of what God is doing in you guys' life, and that you guys give me the opportunity to share this gospel on this type of syndicate, whether it's by telecommunications or social media. I greet you in the name of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray that God will come in and speak directly unto the hearts of people. But however you're tuning in, I just want the Lord just to come in and just move how he wishes to move, even through myself. I'm just ready and excited about what the Lord is about to do on this morning. But you could have been anywhere. You could have been in a church service, or you could have been watching a prolific pastor, a dynamic pastor ministry. on social media, but you chose to be here with us on this morning. So we're ever so grateful. We're ever so grateful and thankful to you guys. Without further ado, I want to go into the Word of God. Turn with me into the book of Philippians.
Okay. Amen.
Chapter number three. Verses 12 through 14.
Okay.
Philippians chapter number three. Verses 12 through 14.
Amen.
Hey Joseph, can you hear me pretty good?
Amen, my brother.
Hey man, I'm on a headset. Got to be free with my hands.
Amen. Yeah, I can hear you pretty well.
Amen. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and read Philippians chapter number 3, verses 12 through 14. And I'm reading out of the New King James. The New King James Version. It says,
amen.
Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, hallelujah, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Christ Jesus, of God in Christ Jesus, excuse me. The Apostle Paul,
yes.
He's writing a letter to the Church of Philippi.
Amen.
And pretty much giving gratitude and thanks for them supporting his ministry and his walk with the Lord. But he also in this passage reminding them that what they see now is wasn't always what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling them basically, I haven't always been perfect, but I'm not who I used to be neither.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, sometimes you have to remind people that you're not who or what you used to be, but they will know you because they know who you were previously.
Right. Amen.
You sit down and you may talk with an old friend, and y'all may begin to do what we call reminiscing or go down memory lane. But I'm gonna use me for an example. But I remember, man, I stay up all night partying, Monday through Sunday, but I would still get up and go to work.
Amen.
Remember getting so high and passed out. I remember sleeping with a woman or man on Monday, a different one on Wednesday. On Friday, had three things. On Saturday, went out, got high and drunk, barely functioning, and wasn't even thinking about going to church service Sunday morning.
My Lord.
I remember when we used to go shopping and we used to buy these simple little outfits, but we used to tie the club up and get in the club for free and be at the bar and waiting for a man to come by and buy me a drink because of what I had on, not by my intellect, but by my body, but my figure, what I had on. Oh, y'all
hallelujah.
Y'all don't want to be real.
Hallelujah.
See, I'm trying to help you because when we put on this new man or this new being, we don't act the same way. The Bible declares that, see, the past is more relatable because it's been experienced. No longer do we have to look back in that rearview mirror of life because you are a new Christian in Christ Jesus. The Bible declares that old things have passed away. And behold means to represent something, to show something. So behold, I soul see. Behold, look at me now. I'm a new creature.
Amen.
All things have been made new.
See, Paul
Amen. Was letting them basically know who you know now wasn't always me.
Uh-huh.
Let me pray. Father, I bless you, Lord, and I thank you. Father, I give you honor, praise, and glory. Oh, God, I pray right now, God, that you were coming in and you were speaking to your people. However means for you to join in by telecommunications or social media. Oh, God, your word declares, oh, God, that if you draw near to you, you will draw near to me. Oh, God, let there be such a joint, oh, God, that people will not miss the mark for what you have to speak to us on today. Oh, God, I decrease that you may increase in me all the more. I say, have your way in this service. Do only as you wish to do. Heal who needs a healing. Touch who needs a touch. Oh, God. Oh, God, let your words be ministers to the hearts of your people that they can come in one way, but leave out a totally different way. And that totally different way is to live for you. Oh, God, so I thank you for what's about to take place on this morning. We give you honor, praise, and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I labeled this no more past tense. You see, Paul was letting them basically know who you now know wasn't always me. Paul wasn't afraid to let them know who he was. Paul, this is the same Paul who was previously in his past life was far persecuting the church, leading a pack of people to persecute them who had a love for Christ. Stoning people, stoning Stephen, just because they want to share the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the same Paul. This was the same Paul that was knocked off his horse at Damascus when he was on the way to persecute more Christians, more believers. But God had a different plan for Paul. What greater person than God can use to be a significant role for this movement of the Holy Spirit. This significant role of the movement of what we call today Christianity. No matter what your previous lifestyle was, you are a prime candidate to be used for God's glory.
Amen.
But see, the biggest excuse that people make, I say people because Christian folks be the main ones to use this truth. God not through with me yet.
Uh-huh.
That's the
Amen.
Biggest misrepresentation of kingdom if I ever seen it ever in my life. God is not through with me yet. That's nothing but a mere excuse to justify your actions. You say, somebody must die on your sin. A co-worker, a friend, a family member, somebody, a total stranger, straight up got under your skin. And you tell your friend, he better be lucky because God not through with me yet. God is really testing you in the level of humility. In any area that you feel weak in, that's the area that God is going to test you in.
Uh-huh.
If you need an elevation in humility, God is going to test you in an area that you have to humble yourself. So he's going to sin. Like we always give credit to the devil. Oh, the devil is busy. The devil is doing this. The devil is doing that. Why are we giving credit to the enemy when God has already said that he has the God of peace has already crushed Satan under your feet? He's already given you the power to trample over scorpions and demons. So if he already given you this tool, he's already given you this power, then why are you relinquishing it to the devil? The enemy is really your enemy.
Hallelujah.
Because you choose to use this scapegoat. Oh, God is not doing it. I'm here to tell you now. The word declares that he who began a good work will complete it until the day of Christ. But God is looking to complete some things in you, but you're still looking at the old you. You're still looking at, oh, God, not, God, He haven't delivered me from that yet. Well, he haven't delivered you from that yet because you haven't even asked for delivery. I'm trying to help somebody.
My Lord, my Lord.
You see, when something is coming against, watch this. When something is coming against you in your flesh, that's nothing but God is testing you in that area to make you go to a next level in Him. It's almost like a video game. In order to get to the next level, you have to overcome the level that you was previously on. God is trying to get you to another level, but you can't even be promoted to the next level because you're still stuck in the same level. Same level of thinking. Same level of acting. Same level of speaking. Your speech haven't changed. The way you act haven't changed. The way you intertwine with people haven't changed.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this.
Hallelujah.
I've seen people in their 40s and 30s and 50s years, and 50s, still acting the same way how they was acting when they was in their 20s and their teens. Knowing that they should be at a level of maturity that they shouldn't even act this way. But yet it's still, God not through with me yet. But He not through with you yet because you haven't even given Him anything to work with.
Amen.
I can hear conversations right now. You standing in judgment before the Father, before the Kings of Kings, and He say, son and daughter, remember when you was out with your spouse and that guy or that woman upset you so much to where you got on a level and you started arguing and you started cussing and you started fussing with them and now you left the scene and y'all driving out erratically and you looked at your spouse and say, the nerve of him. He better be looking at God not doing me yet. God still didn't remember that area.
Uh-huh.
That was your proper response. When God was only doing something, sending them to test you in a level of humility. You funked the test. You have to be accountable. You have to be held accountable for your actions, not by what actions that somebody else brings to you, but your own actions.
Uh huh. Amen.
Oh. I still want to chase women. God not done me yet. He hasn't seen my wife yet. So I'm still gonna chase women. I'm still gonna chase men. He hasn't seen my husband. I'm still gonna use these men. I'm still gonna do what they. God not done me yet. Warn to you. Say no more past sin. See, the Bible tells us that, and it's in red, meaning Jesus said it, so it's guaranteed. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall never perish but have everlasting life. But when someone transitions from this earthly life to eternity, we say gone, but never forgotten. And we're referencing the one that we're celebrating, the homegoing service, as was. Such and such was. Such and such did this. It always been a past, but we always say they're never gone but never forgotten, but they're living in my heart. How can they be living in your heart and they're gone but not forgotten? But you already labeled them as was, as past tense, as someone who is not to be. Though they are not here physically, but if we already declared that they're living in us, in our heart, they're never gone. They're gone but never forgotten. But we have already forgiven about them. Listen. At my homegoing celebration, never reverence me as was.
Because if I have an eternal life, that means I'm still in existence. I'll probably not be here with you in a physical, but I'm still here. Never rev with me as was, because when you rev with me as was, you forgot who I actually am.
My Lord.
And I'm guilty. We all are guilty of it. Because we do things subconsciously. We say things so subconsciously that we don't even know it. We're not even knowing the detriment of what we're actually saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know they say give flowers to people when they're living and not when they're dead. But even when they transition, you can still give them their flowers because you're going to still honor them as they were still here. Honor their memory. You know? And, you know, when you're riding along, watch this. When you're riding, along the access road, and you look and there was nothing but wood, and then years later you ride down the same access road, and now they have a whole development. You can always recount, or you can relive a moment and say, I remember when that was nothing but wood. Was meaning that it is not no more. It is not no woods anymore. It's a whole development. So don't, you can't reverence nothing future when you live in steady in past tense. You see, God dropped in my spirit. He dropped in my spirit to do Facebook Live every Wednesday with Evangelist Cat, with Evangelist Catrice Calls in each segment. And on last Wednesday was our first segment that we done. And we talked about having ungodly alliances. So you need to be associating yourself with like-minded individuals. Otherwise, you're going to keep getting the same results. If you continue to hang around with people that want to go out and want to party, you're going to get the same results. You're not going to reach a financial status that you want to acquire or to be better than where you were. If you continue to allow mess and gossip folks to be in your inner circle, guess what? You're going to continue to have those mess and gossip results. The word said that God is not to be mocked. You reap what you sow.
Amen.
And if you're sowing it to gossip, then you're going to have a gossip reward. Evil company corrupts good behavior. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So if you want to reach a higher level in social class, but you're still hanging around with lower class people that can't think the same level of thinking that you're thinking, then you're gonna still be at a base mentality. You're gonna be at chicken level when the guard wants you to be an eagle.
My Lord.
You will never reach an eagle status with a chicken mentality.
My Lord.
Somebody say no more passing.
Yes, Lord.
You see, I'm trying to reach people where they are. Because you may be in a relationship. Watch this. You may be in a relationship. And I'm talking to my lady. You may be in a relationship with a man, and y'all have nice house, nice car, the bills are paid, and it's looking good from the outside looking in. But he's beating on you, he's cheating on you, but yet you stand because of stability.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You don't have to stay in that situation. It's okay to let Ray go. Because you put your trust in Ray Ray all these years, you were subject to stand the abuse that Ray Ray put on you because you didn't even trust God to even bring you to a situation or a place that he wanted to take you because you had all your faith and your trust in Ray Ray. And your faith in his hand had a real good acquaintance.
Hallelujah.
Or, watch this, you've been so independent to where you already told yourself, I don't need a man. I have my own house. I have my own car. I'm paying my own bills. But yet it still is no level of humility because your arrogance has changed your whole demeanor. You used to be so humble, but because of where you are now in your social class or what appears to be a high level of living because of your materialistic lifestyle is showing something, but your arrogance is making you miss the mark on where God is really trying to put you at. On a high level, or send you that godly man that he already had designed for you, but your arrogance and your lack of humility is blocking that blessing because you continue to throw what you have in other people's face as if they can't get it themselves.
My Lord.
Let it do that. Somebody say deliverance. Because you
deliverance.
Need to be delivered from yourself.
In the name of Jesus.
You need to be delivered from yourself because how can you help somebody else to become greater than where they are if you're still stuck and stagnating? You're still stuck in Lodabar. You know that you already have a plan designed for you. You already know that it's a place that God wants you to fulfill. It's a place that God wants you to be. But yet you still stuck in Lodabar, and you're content with it. God is calling you to a higher place and a higher place in him. In my studies last night, I tried to fulfill my studies, and I was like, God, okay, God, I know that you want to talk about no more past, old things are past, where the whole all things have become new. You want us to be new. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. You want us to be new. But we tend to hold on to the old mentality, to the old relationship, to the old friendship, to the old this, to the old that. But we can't get to the newness of God because we still have this excess baggage that we're trying to take along with us that's not even designed for this journey. You see, God would take you piece by piece. The devil will have you thinking you're blessed, and God will take it away piece by piece, and you have no foundation to stand on because of your pride and arrogance and your downfall. See, man, let me talk to my man right quick. It's one thing for a man to go into the world,
to his workplace,
have to deal with coworkers, have to deal with his boss, have to deal with coming home,
driving home from work,
with the fear of being stopped, of police brutality because of his skin color, the fear of what his social class is already labeling him as. Not even much a man to rule his own home, and then get home to his spouse who has no issue with belittling him.
My Lord.
It's okay, men. Hear me out. because you love this woman so much that she has within herself to belittle you, not because you love her so much, because your love has already shown her a sign of weakness. But she used to Ray Ray and Pookie and Bobo and whoever beating on her. But because you choose to love her, and you love her differently, as Christ loves the church, you love her differently, but she can't experience that because she's trying to know the love that they shown her to cheat on her, to beat on her, to dog her out, to say that she's not worthy enough. But yet you love her unconditionally, but she belittles you. It's okay. It's okay to put on that Craig mentality. Bye, Felicia. I know my worth. I know my value. I know who I am. It's okay. It's okay. Because in that season of that relationship, God has humbled you to another level. He has promoted you to another level. Watch this. Because you stayed humble. You stay faithful. You stay loving. You stay compassionate. Watch this. And you even took upon a father role of us five kids that you not even a father of. See, this is what Paul was talking to the church. I know where I'm at. But what you see today wasn't who I am. I'm pressing forward towards the higher mark of power, which is in Christ Jesus. You have a great future, but you will never reach the full maximum potential of your future if you're still living in your past. It's time to let the past go. All the way you get to your future is if you let the past go. When you're driving your car, you have to look out the front windshield. You cannot drive your car constantly looking out the rearview mirror or the side mirror, because the only thing you'll do is cause detriment of what's ahead of you. You'll probably get into a wreck, lose your life, or more dangerous than that, cause the life of somebody else. Let the past go in order to move to your future. In closing, I want you to think about how bright you imagine your future to be. If you're thinking like me, it's a very bright future. The word says in Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. I don't know who I'm talking to, but man or woman of God, either listening to me or on social media, you can control your destiny, good or bad. It's up to you. But it's up to you to say no more to my past. My future is bright. I'm looking forward to my future. I have to press forward my future. God is calling you to another level. But in order to advance to the next level, you have to defeat this level right here. Whatever level this is right here that you're struggling with, you have to defeat it. The Bible declares that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves me. And I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You have the strength of God to get to this level, to this level. You have the strength of God, but I need you to put on a new level of faith. Let this mind which is in Christ also be in me. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have come from you. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. take this newness and who he is in you, and let that be your elevator. Right, this is your elevator, your escalator, to prepare you to where God is actually wanting you to be. He's waiting on you to get there, believe it or not. But you just have to make a determination within yourself. Make a determination today. No longer dealing with the old, but I only want to embrace the new. And this newness is in Christ Jesus. Because greatest reward of you getting to this next level in Christ. Amen. And I pray that something be spoken into your heart that you can take from this message in social media. I pray that you're receiving something from this. And I pray that it has always been a blessing to you. I love you with the love of the Lord. I pray God's trust blessings over you. Now I turn it over to Apostle and Pastor Matt. I love you with the love of the Lord. Go with God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for every single word that went forward for us to be built, for us to be edified. Hallelujah. Press on, church, to that mark of a higher calling. So you're not perfect all on your own, but through Christ Jesus, that be ye therefore perfect in Christ Jesus. So press on to that mark of a higher calling. We pray that every single heart was able to receive. We pray that every single mind were able to be delivered by a message that came straight from our minister that was given to him by our Father. Hallelujah. We pray that every single one receive the love of God. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus. There might be one today, if you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, if you have never asked Jesus Christ to save you, hallelujah, this is your opportunity. Right now, this is your opportunity. As we know, nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Nobody can save themselves. Hallelujah. But here it is. You have an opportunity to be a part of God's kingdom, to be a part of his beloved, to be a part of his inheritance that he has given unto you. That's the reason why he gave Christ Jesus. If that's you, will you press one right now? Will you press one? We will help you. Apostle Tawanika and I, we will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. The most important thing that you could ever do in your life as a human being. There's no need to keep on looking at yourself as you being unjustified with God. He's waiting right now. He's calling you right now to be justified, to be clean, to be redeemed, to be sozo, that means healed, delivered, set free, saved, prosperous, holy, sanctified. Will you press one? Hallelujah. There may be one that have already prayed the prayer of salvation, but you find yourself going through some things. Hallelujah. That minister of God, hallelujah, Darrell Comier, he hit on it. So you may be going through some things that had already preached today. You may be going through some things, you know, that you're just trying to deal with these things. You don't know what to do. Hey, you're already in Christ. You're saved. So now will you bring it all to Jesus? That's the reason why God, you know, he placed men and women in place to be able to help you get in that place when you can't think. Hallelujah. There are men and women of God that have already received that word and have a word for you. Amen. Will you press one today? If you have something to bring to Jesus, the Bible says the strong should bear the infirmities of the weak. So if you're weak somewhere, hallelujah, there are men and women of God that are filled with the Holy Spirit that God has already put something in there for you to receive it right now in the name of Jesus. There may be one that's looking for a church home. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Welcome. We have one today, area code 847, last four digits 4628. I believe that's Minister Lauren Green.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Welcome.
If you just press 1, your line is open. We would like to welcome you. Hallelujah.
Area code 847, last four digits 4628. Minister Lauren Green.
Hallelujah.
Minister Lauren Green,
we pray
your line is open. Okay, go ahead, Pastor Manning. I'm going to mute my line.
Let us pray for him. Amen. Let us pray for our brother in Christ, Minister Lauren Green. We do realize, you know, that you did come for prayer right now. So let every single one that's in attendance right now, you know, to help us, you know, to pray for him. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for our minister. We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed him already in each and every area of his life. For you know that every single need that he's in need of right now. And we thank you, Christ Jesus, that you supply all of his needs right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that when we come to you asking you anything in your name, Lord Jesus, you said in your word in John 14, 13 and 14, that it shall be given. You said you will do it. So we thank you, Father God, that we stand right there on your word knowing that it is already done. You said, Father God, when two or three of us are gathered together in your name, hallelujah, you said you're right there in the midst of it all. Thank you, Father God, for being in the middle of it all. Touch his heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch every single thing that is concerning him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single thing that is concerning him right now. And we say all is well with you, Minister Lern. All is well with you. We say it by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of our testimony that we are well. So we say you are well in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, and may God keep you. Name of Jesus. So at this time, we will continue our worship, you know, in our gift giving. See, your worship is not complete without gift giving. See, this is a part of being a part of God's body. If you do have offerings, if you do have tithes and offerings, we have a way for you to send over your tithes and offering. If God has put it upon your heart to give, we don't give out of necessity. You know, we give out of the cheerfulness and the kindness of our hearts. Amen. We would like for you to send your tithes over. We have a way you can send them over to Cash App. Cash App, Pastor Chantel. That's Pastor spell out S-H-A-E-T-E-L-L, Pastor Chantel. If you do need another means to send over your tithes and your offerings, we do have a number that you can be able to call. You can be able to call, you know, this number. Pastor Chantel, can you give them this number?
Yes, 832-725-8094. Again, the number is 832-725-8094.
Hallelujah. And we thank every single one, you know, that God put it on your heart to give, you know, to give a gift. Hallelujah. God created us, you know, to be givers. Hallelujah. And we thank every single one of you, you know, for giving. So So let us pray over our tithes. Hold up your tithes, you know, right now. Father God, we thank you for every single opportunity that you give unto us. We thank you, Father God, that we can be faithful with every single dime, every single dollar that you have given. For we trust you, Lord, that every single thing that you have given unto us, Father, you have given it unto us that we can be givers. So we are blessed, Father God, because you have given unto us, Father, so we too shall freely give unto others. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together. Our cup runneth over. And we thank you, Father God, that men do give into our bosom in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that every single one receive, you know, offering, every single one that receive tithes from us, that they too are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, and we love you because you first loved us. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do say amen, amen, and amen again. So at this time, we know we do have announcements. I think Apostle Tawanika, she'll be giving the announcements, you know, here for the church. We have have any announcements, all right.
Due to the echoing, I went at one time. We thank God once again for the word that went forward. I do apologize for the echo on the line. It could be because I was in the hospital. But we trust God that you all were able to receive the message that went forward. The announcement as today, November the 14th, 2021, at the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, where Pastor Dorsey Manning and Tawanika Manning are senior pastors. Monday we have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. here on our church line. Wednesday we have Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturday at 12 noon Central Standard Time we have our Saturday school. And Sunday we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We thank you all for joining us this Sunday. May God bless everyone that's celebrating their birthday in the month of November and everybody anniversary this month as well. May God continue to keep you, bless you, and favor you all the days of your life. May God bless your latter days, favor to your beginnings. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we'll come together. That we'll say to God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen again. Well, you know, at this time, you know, that's all of our announcements that we have here. I will go ahead on and release pastor's blessings over every single one. I bless you to prosper. I bless each and every one of you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be encouraging for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit and to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and a discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. I bless you to be in a place of peace and joy. I bless you to have God's people around you and about. I bless you to be a respectful place for people. I bless you in a safe place. I bless you to be a place of beauty. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Everybody do say amen, amen again. I pray that every single one was able to get something from the word today. I pray that that you did take scripture and let scripture interpret itself, you know, for you can be able to be at the advantage. You know, read it for yourself. Go over here to Philippians 3. Our minister here and friend, Darrell Colmier, showed us to go over here to Philippians 3. Read it all, not just 12 and 14, but key verses 12 and 14. Now, may the God of peace, that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight to Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen and amen again. God bless every single one of you. May God keep you. If you do have a little bit more time today, if you're not so busy there, you know, we have a 2 p.m. service. You know, service will be going forth today. If you have time to come back for a word that's going to be delivered by myself here in the name of Jesus, you know, do come back. But if not, I would like for every single one to have a blessed and glorious day in the name of Jesus. I want every single one to remember that Satan has already been defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. We love you over here, Apostle Tower Nicol. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. And just remember this here. Keep the word of God on your mind and keep it in your mouth. Bless you and may God keep you. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. Gold mansion, just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Come on in, yeah. Well done. Yeah.